An interview with Dan, with Neil and with Sean after Fulham 3, Liverpool 2. Not a ton of surprises, Neil, with the lineup. Could have been predicted if you had knowledge of Alisson not making it beforehand. Just the one change, really, with Gakpo for Diaz. Gakpo needs games. Again, not a ton of shocks in there. The approach is interesting based on something Sean put in our WhatsApp group, which is basically Liverpool have an aggregate score of 1-6 from the last six games in terms of first halves. What they're not doing in first halves and how they're approaching these games and the sort of errors that are coming are now stretching to defensive situations as well, which we're seeing. But the other thing is that they're clearly not creating enough in these games in the first halves, and there's one chance in this created first half which comes from outside the box. There's three penalty area passes, two shots, both outside the box. I mean, what do we think's happening here? Slots are pains to say in terms of Fulham's situation of going 3-1 up. It's a little bit of hard lines. It's a little bit of you blinking your 3-1 down. It's a bit of bounce of the ball stuff. And you look at Fulham's first two goals, for example, 0.14 and 0.06 XG. They're not high quality chances, but the errors are obvious from Liverpool. And now you've got this body of evidence of the last six games and Liverpool not starting games great. So what do we think, if we're looking in the round before we get more into the games, is happening here?
I think first, let's talk about one thing that I don't think is surprising, but which I think is present in the selection, which is that he goes again with Jones. And we talked on the last one that I think is significant. I think he knows the threat of Fulham. I don't think there's any argument that he's not a stupid man, but he wants the footballer at right back. And I think that to me is really telling. He doesn't go with Quansah. We said before that the best sub he makes the other night against Everton was not to make that sub. And I think that there's an element here where I think it reminds us as to what is always going to be important to him. And I think it's a big marker for any conversations around recruitments moving into the summer. I think the most important thing to say is I think he's going to be looking for two things. I think he's going to be looking for three things. The first one is, I think he wants all-round footballers, don't get me wrong, but I think he's going to be looking for technique and he's going to be looking for pace.